advancement of the company. Apart from me, with us today, we have our CEO, Mr. Denis Cherlikenko, as well as our CFO, Daniella Kotirakos. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. A brief Q&A session, which you can ask in English, Mandarin, or Cantonese, will follow the formal presentation. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. Announcement and PowerPoint slides for use in this call have been uploaded, and you can download the documents from our website at www.ilcgroup.com.hk. 各位好，我是铁公研货财务总监及公司秘书袁兆章，欢迎大家出席铁公研货香港交易所编号2019-2024年全年业绩报告的电话会议。今日公司出席的代表除了我之外，还有我们的首席执行官 Denis Cherlikenko先生，以及我们的首席财务官 Daniella Kotirakos先生。出席的嘉宾暂时会预设为聆听模式，在管理层正式报告完毕之后，我们会设有答问的时间，欢迎大家用英文、广东话或者国语发问。另外，我想提醒大家，如果您有任何问题，可以在提问框中留言，我们会尽量回答。
会议使用的公告和演讲稿已上载本公司的网站，www.ilcgroup.com.hk，欢迎大家下载。现在我们有请我们的首席执行官 Denis Cherlikenko先生为我们主持这个会议。
It's now my pleasure to turn the call to our CEO. Denis, you may begin the call, please.
Thank you very much, Johnny. Good afternoon, dear shareholders, dear investors. Let me start with our presentation. You have our presentation, I hope, in front of you. Please, let's start with the highlights of 2024 on page number five. In general, I want to say that revenue decreased by 12.6% to 221.2 million, mainly due to ore quality issues in the first half of 2024. I will tell you about this a little bit later. The cash cost of $86 per ton was 9% higher than last year, mainly due to the introduction of the temporary export duties and inflation. Loss attributable to shareholders improved and amounted to 20.5 million, with no impairment provision in 2024. Cash and deposit balance increased to 60.7 million following the completion of the rights issue, and net cash of 15.9 million following completion of rights issue, a scheduled loan repayment of 17.8 million, and voluntary loan repayment of 5 million. Adjusted EBITDA, including non-recurring items and forex exchange, reduced to 9.3 million. Adjusted underlying loss amounted to 15.4 million. Also, production volume a little bit decreased by 3.6% to 2,378,000 tons. By this, sales volume decreased as well by 7.4%. Please, let's move to page number seven, some operational P&S and production sales in 2024. I want to tell about this, that the lower ore quality at the depleting Kinukam mine has led to decrease in yield and output, resulting in lower production and sales volume, especially in the first half of 2024. It was expectable, and we several times on our calls told about this. But due to the Sitara commencing mining operation in July 2024, we significantly improve operation metrics in the second half of the 2024. Main infrastructure allowing for Sitara ore processing in KNS plant completed in 2024. It was federal road flyover, bridge over Sitara River, and mine infrastructure. And positive impact of Sitara is evidenced by increasing production rate of KNS plant at the following capacities. In first quarter 2024, it was 67%, and the last quarter of 2024, it was 81%. And right now, so I will ask Danila to continue with the some financial results of 2024. Danila, please.
Thank you, Denis. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to give you a quick outlook of the main information about our results of the previous year. If you look at the slide 9. Here we have the major information about our KPIs. I can only add to what Dennis already explained, that it was a difficult year last year in terms of operations. I guess it was one of the most difficult ones in the history of KNS, and it was expected in some ways. And the main reason was operational, because there was a decrease in the quality and the grades of the ore which we were mining and processing the first half of the last year, and it resulted in the it significantly impacted the results in terms of our cash cost and also our EBIT of KNS in the group. So, here in the table you can see all this information which is reflected in the main figures. Unfortunately, on top of our issues with operations, there was a significant decrease in the iron ore market, and it was reflected in the equal decrease in the realized price of the KNS product, and this all together with the decrease of sales volumes and decrease in the price, it gives decline in revenues. Unfortunately, because the inflationary pressure on our cost and also decrease of the yields which are decreasing in line with the deterioration of the quality of the ore, we have also increased in the cash cost, which will result with also due to the introduction of the export duties, which fortunately ended at the end of last year. As a result of all this, which I just mentioned, and also Dennis mentioned, we have a significant decrease in the stability of KNS and the group. If last year our EBIT of the group was on the level of $46 million, so in this year it was only $9 million. In terms of the capex, it was more or less in line with the last year, and it was primarily in relation with the Sitara capex, and we expect that we will commission the Sitara project by in the middle of this year, which will positively reflect and keep on reflecting on the efficiency of the KNF plan. The changes in the cash generated by operations is in line with the decrease of the overall profitability of the group. If you look in the next slide, we have the P&L. Basically, Dennis already explained all the major numbers. I can just add again. In this year, we don't. As a result of the last year, we were not required to book any impairment, which reflects basically that in the long term, in our view, in the view of the auditors, that the performance of KNS is sustainable and will be able to recover all the costs which are booked in our balance. On the next slide, you can see the balance sheet of the company. Basically, it's a reflection of the P&L. There's not much I can add. On the next one, on the slide 12, there's information about the cash flow of the company. I think the notable here will be the improvements of the trade receivables at the end of the year, which was the reflection of the improvement in the cross-border payments. We were mentioning at the beginning and in the middle of the last year the issues which arose because of the sanctions which were implemented against the Russian companies and business which is dealing with Russian operations, and it was reflected on the speed of the transfers, and also led to the increase in the working capital of KNF. But we were able to improve this, and at the end of the year, there was a notable changes against the amount of the working capital that we had at the beginning of the year. I can also add a note that in terms of the repayment of the borrowings, there was a $5 million which we repaid in advance of the schedule using the money which we raised on the rights issue at the end of the year. We were planning this in line with the usage of the rights issue funds, and we repaid the tranche of the loan which was more expensive, and this will allow to optimize our interest costs and improve our P&L this year. If you move into the next slide, there's information about the cash cost of KNF. As you can see here, the main increase in the cash cost is in relation with the mineral extraction tax, which is the reason of the decrease in the subsidy. As we were explaining, KNF is enjoying the subsidy in terms of the taxes, but it will be great. It's gradually kind of decreasing. And in this year and the next year will be the last years when we enjoy these subsidies, and So in terms of the rate, there was a gradual decrease in the amount of the subsidy which we are getting, especially in relation with the manual extraction tax, and it is reflected in the increase of this in TCC. The major increase in relation with the export duties, which we mentioned already, but as I mentioned already, this export duties expired at the end of last year, so this year they won't impact our costs. The increase in production, yes, in production over ads and cited means, this is a reflection of the general inflationary pressure on the cost of KNS, and also in relation with the litigation which we were doing in relation with the PC contract with the China National Electric Engineering Corporation, which we successfully kind of resolved at the beginning of this year. Yes, in overall, if you look at the next slide, it gives you more graphical like information about what were the reason and drivers of the decrease in the EBIT of the last year against the previous year, and I can explain again that like the major impact, as you can see on the chart here, is a decrease in the price, which is unfortunately is out of control of the management. Second big one is the increase in export duties, which is unfortunately also is out of control of the management. And the main one was the decrease in the production and sales volume because of the decrease in the quality of the ore on Kimkan. Although I can add if you look at the green bars, then we were able to kind of improve the profitability of the KNS with the improvements in the recoveries out of the ore and also the yields out of the ore. And this was the result of the improvement in the technological process of the KNS mine, and this is the merit of the management of KNS. And we can also add we can also know the positive impact of the depreciation of the ruble, with almost all of the cost of KNS denominated in rubles. So it was a big benefit, which covered the part of the inflationary pressure on ruble cost. And with all this, we have the results which we've got, and we believe that over the course of this year, with the improvements in the yields and the quality of the ore, with the absence of the export duties, we will be able to improve the results, and we are positively looking. We're positively looking on the better results this year. So on the next slide, there's information about the liquidity of the company. As we mentioned already, the cash balance increased at the end of the year, and it was like due to the rights issue, which we completed at the end of the year. We used the part of the cash to repay repaid the more expensive tranche of the loan. We have also the plans of using the remaining amount also on kind of decreasing the gearing of the company and also on our investment projects, including our Qatar project, and also the project of investing in our own mining equipment, which will allow us also to improve the profitability and efficiency of KNS operations. Yeah, I think this is the main information which we wanted like to update in relation with the results of the last year. And yes, I'm heading over to Johnny kind of explain about the completion of the rights issue,
right,
which we did at the end of last year.
Yes, thanks, Danilo. So if you look at slide 17, what we did in October was that we have done a non-underwritten right issue, in which case we managed to raise $46 million US dollar for the company. We are very happy about the fact that the right issue was very much welcomed and oversubscribed for around 22%. So we are very grateful to support the shareholders. And after the right issue, I think our balance sheet has significantly strengthened. All right, if you look at the previous slide in slide 15, we are now showing a net cash position of around $16 million US. And, you know, even during all these years, from day one, when KNS was in commercial operation in 2017, we have always been in a net debt position. But now, because of all these years of hard work, as well as this right issue, now we are in a much better position in terms of the cash position. So I think this is a very positive milestone that the company has achieved. And the bottom part of the table shows the current shareholding, which in the last slide also showed that Axioma is now our 65% shareholder, and the rest are being held by other general corporate shareholders. I guess that concludes the formal part of the presentation, and we are happy to take any questions you may have. Phoebe, can you please put us through to the Q&A session, please?
Sure. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now poll for questions. If you would like to register for a question, please press star 1 on your telephone. Thank you. Once again, that is star 1 to register for a question. Thank you. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, that is star 1 to register for a question. Thank you. Our first question comes from KF Lee. Please go ahead with your question. Thank you.
Hi, 我想問一問呢, 公司年初的時候做了一個 general offer 啦, 跟住又做了一些配股, 咁就不斷咁發公司, 即係發股啦, 我想問下公司之後有啲咩計劃?
Okay, 好,麻煩你先, 我將個問題翻譯翻譯英文先啦。 So the question is that, you know, obviously we have quite a lot of our corporate activities last year. In the earlier part of the year, we have the GO, and then the later part of the year, we have this right issue. So we would like to know what the plan of the company is. Is there any plan for doing that and any particular future outlook? Dennis, do you want to take it?
So, Daniela, could you answer this question?
Yes, of course. I can provide the comments. Yes, we did quite a lot of the corporate activities. Yes, the reason of the rights issue, as Johnny explained already, was like raising the liquidity in order to improve the balance sheet of the company, especially in light of the volatile situation in terms of the iron ore markets, of the ruble exchange rate, and especially with being in transition between the Khimkhan mine to Sitara mine, so there's a quite a lot of the capital expenditures which we are experiencing, and as we previously were explaining, we are putting a lot of efforts to improving the efficiency of the company, and we require capital in order to invest in the completion of Sitara, invest into into the initiation of the project of the placing the mining work which are currently being with external companies, so replaced with our own mine equipment, which should improve the resilience and quality and the efficiency of the mining work, which is the main operational expenditure, and it's kind of all this requires the capital. So that's why we were required to do the rights issue. At this point of time, we believe we raised the capital which we require, and right now, yes, we as a team we are not aware of any plans to do like any other corporate activity, but the situation is it's changing. So what will be in the future? We currently we cannot predict, but at this moment of time, we don't have any immediate plans.
Okay, 因為其實我哋個礦場咧就由 Khimkhan 就開始越嚟越差㗎啦，咁我哋就將個礦場嗰個礦場就移到去 Sitara 嗰度，咁同埋咧今年咧其實個營商環境就真係唔係太理想，鐵鋼石油價格又低啦，而俄羅斯嗰個通脹都好勁，咁所以其實我哋今年咧係處於一個比較防守嘅年啦，咁所以咧我哋有需要做一個咁嘅 rate issue 咧，做一個配股嘅。 咁而最主要提供出嚟嘅資金攞嚟做乜咧？就會攞嚟開採我哋嗰個 Sitara 嗰個礦場啦，因為其實呢個礦場係啱啱開始7月嘅時候開始營運啦，咁其實我哋都要一啲資金去投入去開採呢個礦場。咁同時我哋都好想去自己成立自己嘅開採團隊啊，因為而家我哋都係依賴緊外邊嘅開採嘅公司幫我哋做啲開採工作，咁其實咧都佢哋都唔係。 做得太理想，咁其實我哋成日都好想去用啲資金去做一啲自己做成立自己開採嘅車隊啊，同埋買啲機器翻嚟做嘅。咁所以其實我哋喺呢個咁嘅環境之下做咗呢個公股，其實對於公司個環境咧係個營運都好大幫助。咁但係至於未來有冇其他嘅集資或者方案咧，其實我哋暫時冇嘅。暫時我哋覺得個我哋公司嘅情況都理想嘅。
咁但係當然啦，即係冇人有咗水晶球啦，咁所以到底未來事情發生如何咧，咁就都要睇下到時適時去處理啦。咁但係暫時我哋冇乜特別嘅計劃嘅。哦，明白。<咳> OK。係，我仲有個問題想問嘅。係<咳>，請講。我就見咧，你哋公司就上年咧就有個 億幾嘅 impairment， 咁但係今年嗰個鐵礦石個價錢就比舊年仲低，咁我唔明點解你哋今年就唔使做 impairment， 咁你哋公司嗰個做 impairment 嗰啲基準係點樣嘅咧？明白，哇！呢條問題問得好。
So I'll translate the question. It's related to impairment. So Mr. Lee says that right. So he saw us making impairment around 160 million US last year,
yeah.
And then this year, while obviously the iron ore price has gone down, and so that's why we have a relatively poor set of results. And then, all right, so with the iron ore price going down, And then why is there no impairment this year? And so what's the basis for assessing and determining impairment?
Okay, I can answer the question. So, yeah, I think the question is valid, but I can explain the reason. Although, yeah, last year there was we booked the impairment. Yeah, I think it was on the back of the significant decrease in the long-term outlook of the price. If you look yes, an average the price in the year 20 on the year before the previous year were quite good, around $140 a ton, if I believe it correct, on the high grade iron ore, and the outlook on the price was better. Although there was after that there was a decrease in the outlook, and the long term outlook on the iron ore prices it decreased also. And if you look at the last year, there was although there was a decrease in the price in the average price. Although the long-term outlook on the iron ore price it did not decrease significantly. That's why, in the long-term run, it's kind of in the long run, there is no significant impact of this on our impairment model. And also the important is that yes, a year ago there was significant increase in the risk premium, which was reflected in the cost of capital which we were applying. One of the reasons it was a conflict between Russia and Ukraine, and the level of sanctions which was applied. Kind of last year the kind of situation settled a bit. It was evident that kind of the Russian business adopted like to these problems, and it was evident also that like all these problems and sanctions almost did not affect the operations, so far as well. So the country risk premium in relation with the Russia-based business was also decreasing. So yeah, although it could look that. So the outlook and it's kind of the spot prices are constantly decreasing, but actually in the longer run there was no big decrease, almost no decrease in the iron ore prices last year, and kind of at the same time there was a little bit increase in the it was also decreased in the risk premium, and also in our model we assumed the number of the positive changes which I mentioned earlier. It's number one, it's improvement in the efficiency, which we achieved on the back of all the modifications and improvements in the plan which we did, and also our plans in relation with upgrading the mining fleet. Yes, all this together, yes, it resulted in that we don't have any impairment this year.
Impairment, 當前個 spot price 個價格我哋要留意啦，咁但係其實除咗我哋而家當前個價格之外咧，其實我哋都要留意翻有幾個事情嘅，尤其是係我哋嗰個長遠嗰個鐵礦石價格嗰個展望啊。咁其實雖然咧，我哋嗰個 spot price 係低，的而且確係低咗，咁但係其實我哋發覺咧，我哋啲市場嘅感覺咧，市場嘅預算咧，就係話個長遠嗰個 鐵礦石個營商環境咧，又唔係咁差啫喎，又好似係同舊年差唔多咁樣。咁所以呢一個咧就會好影響我哋嗰個我哋做嗰個 impairment 嗰個效果啦。因為既然如果長遠個價錢咧唔係太大嘅變動嘅咧，咁其實對於我哋嗰個做 impairment 呢個 model 嘅時候咧，其實嗰個影響咧又唔係咁大。 咁同時亦都有樣嘢好幾得意嘅，就係因為我哋講到，當然啦，我哋要將嗰、那個風險考慮在內啦。咁其實舊年嘅時候咧，其實俄羅斯嗰個風險咧就相對嚟講市場就覺得比較大。咁但係2024年啦，咁但係其實可能隨住啲事情越嚟越穩定啦，咁其實嗰個俄羅斯嗰個市場嘅風險咧就相對嚟講又比較穩定啲，同埋低翻少少。咁其實相輔相成之下咧，變咗其實嗰個長遠嚟講嗰個價格咧，其實對於我哋做翻嗰個現價嘅時候咧，其實又發覺同舊年嗰、那個差唔多喎咁樣，咁所以咧就今年咧就並不需要做 impairment 啦。咁呢個就係我哋基本上我哋做impairment 嘅時候，我要考慮到嘅嘢啦。咁而我哋都係同我哋嘅審計師RSM 充分合作咧，佢亦都係審計個數係冇問題嘅。
哦 ，OK， 我哋就冇問題係嘛？
冇問題，係啊。
哦，好好好，咁我冇其他問題啦，唔該。
係，唔該曬 ，thank you。
Thank you. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, that is star 1 to register for your question. Thank you. Our next question comes from Winnie. Please go ahead. Thank you. Winnie, please go ahead with your question.
I'm okay. Now, can you hear me? Yes, I can.
Yes, sorry.
咁咧我就買咗你股票，咁其實都幾年嘅。咁我就見到咧，你話你有新創場啊嘛，咁就今年會開始營運。咁我就想問下呢一，如果2025年呢個創場係咪就可以全面投產咧？咁另外咧就係你哋對於呢一個產能同埋生產成本會唔會有幫助咧？如果係啦，咁
明白。好，阿 Vinny， 我將你個問題翻嚟先。So Winnie has been our shareholder for a few years, and she's aware of the fact that, you know, obviously Sutara has commenced operation. So she would like to have some guidance about what we shall do in 2025, whether how helpful it will be to our cost as well as our production capacity.
Yes, Winnie, that's a good question. We can answer it. Yeah, I think the positive impact of Sutara operations has been already reflected in our results of the last year. Dennis mentioned already, if you look at the slide in our PowerPoint, there is information about the capacity of the plant at the beginning of the year and capacity of the plant at the end of the year. And there is a significant increase in Q1. It was below 70% of the capacity. That at the last quarter it was 81. This year we are planning to increase it as the proportion of the Sutara of the process of Sutara will increase. And also one of the good signs of how it positively affected the results of the company. If you look at our interim results of the last year, the EBITDA of the group in the first half of the year was negative around, let me give you the number, it was minus $2 million US in the first half of this year, and the full year is it's around 9 million. It means that in the second half of the year, we earned about 11 million of the EBITDA, and most of it, which is very important, was kind of achieved in the last quarter when the proportion of the Sutara increased. So this year we are positively looking in terms of the increase of the capacity of the plant, of the production volumes, and of course in the profitability. But we shall be aware also of some macro changes which we are not in control control, and one of them is the exchange rate. With the positive news in terms of geopolitics and lifting of sanctions regime, we've seen the significant appreciation of the ruble, which has very negative impact on our cost, because as we explained, we have all the costs are denominated in rubles, and without depreciation of the ruble and with the high inflation of the ruble costs, our TCC will inevitably be increasing. So at the end of the last year, the exchange rate of the ruble was above 100. So currently it has significantly appreciated. We believe that this appreciation it will not be long lived, but with the high interest rate in Russia and with the positive geopolitical news, it attracts a lot of demand on the Russian assets and on the deposits in Russian rubles. That's why at this moment of time, all these effects are reflecting in the significant appreciation of the ruble and relative increase in the cost of the company. So this is negative, and we are carefully looking at this negative impact on our profitability. But we are positively looking that in any case, if ruble will be more in line with our expectations, and that is level which it achieved at the end of last year, then the results of this year, definitely. We expect will be better than it was last year.
係，阿 Vinny， 咁其實咩？咁其實你講得啱啦，我哋呢個新礦場咧就喺2024年7月開始營運啦。咁其實個效果都幾顯著嘅。咁尤其咁齋睇數字嚟睇啦，其實我哋2024年嘅第一個 quarter 咧，其實我哋嗰個產能就係67%。咁但係去到 quarter four 啦，第四個季度咧，其實我哋產能就上到81%。咁其實睇得出咧，其實個 Sutara 嗰個對我哋個正面嘅影響咧，都係好明顯嘅。咁如果你睇翻數字上啦，我哋其實上半年咧，其實我哋嗰個 EBITDA 咧，其實係蝕$2 million嘅美金。咁但係全年咧，其實我哋係賺咗$9 million。咁所以其實你都係睇得翻咧，其實下半年嚟講咧，我哋 EBITDA 係可能係即係賺咗$11 million。咁啊，啱啱對翻正啦，就係 Sutara 開始營運嘅時候咧，咁就顯得出其實我哋嗰啲營業嗰啲數據就更加理想啦。咁所以其實咧，去到2025年，咁我哋好難話俾一啲好實質嘅 guidance 啊，至於我哋呢個情況。咁但係咧，我哋都覺得咧，其實個產能同埋我哋公司個營運嘅業績咧，都應該會係理想嘅，因為你睇到我哋 quarter four 或者我哋下半年其實個業績係好咗嘅。咁但係我哋都要留意翻啦，因為其實始終地緣政治好複雜，咁而家好多變化啦，尤其是就係嗰個盧布嗰個匯率，咁其實近期咧，我諗大家知道個市場個變化就好大啦，咁盧布最近咧就都升咗一大截嘅，升值都升咗好多，咁其實當然啦，盧布升值對我哋就冇乜著數啦，因為咧。我哋嘅成本咧都係盧布嘅，最主要係咁。如果盧布升值咧，即係我哋咧個費用咧就貴咗啦。咁所以啊，呢個都係對我哋2025年一個挑戰嚟嘅。咁但係啊，我哋希望就睇下個情況穩定翻落嚟嘅時候咧，個盧布嗰個匯率咧就穩定翻，就唔會咁強啦。咁但係呢個都要有待我哋嗰個市場嘅變化，咁我哋都好難去預料。不過我哋都密切留意緊呢樣嘢嘅嚇。咁阿 Vinny 大概就係咁嘅答案啦。
哇，好，咁你哋而家個情況咧，其實你哋加埋即係配埋股之後咧，咁啊有咁多 cash 喺度啦，咁而家息口又咁高，咁你哋其實點解你哋唔快啲還咗個貸款咧？咁另外你哋打算點樣運用個資金？會唔會打算派息俾我哋呢啲股東？
明白，
呢個就係我第二個問題。嗯，係
好嘅，唔該 ，Vinny。Question from Vinny again. So right issue.We've got quite a lot of cash. So the question is, why is it we are not paying back the loan? Obviously, we have $60 million cash, $45 million loan. I mean, why don't we pay off more loan given the high market interest rate? then with all this cash and Zutara coming online, is there any chance of paying dividends to a long-term shareholders like Winnie?
Yeah, good question, Winnie. Let me try to answer it. I think in terms of the capital allocation of the money which we raised on the stock market, so on rights issue, I think the priority probably, I think we were telling this in the past, the priority will be and kind of is in terms of capital allocation is the capital expenditures which are vital to the to the future and the development of the company, and it's a Zutara project, and also the investment in the mining fleet of KNS, because we believe that so Zutara, I think it's very evident that without Zutara there will be no operations in KNS anymore, because basically it would deplete the income already. So yes, it gradually will be decreasing. So with mining fleet, we believe it's crucial to keep to keep our cost on check, and also make sure that we have operational efficiency which we can manage. This is number one, and this we are doing already. So approximately out of the money which we raised on the stock exchange, half will be invested in the mining fleet project, and a little bit in the completion of the startup project. Part of the capital allocation, as Winnie is quite right is mentioned, is that with the quite expensive loan that we have, we are planning to repay it. So we repaid already in the last year, we repaid around 5 million. And actually, this quarter, we repaid already about kind of 12 million. So altogether, the amount which we are going to repay in advance is around like $17 million. With all this, as kind of we're explaining, so this will be all the money which we raised on the stock exchange, and kind of after that, we will be looking at the cash flow generated by KNS, and if the macro environment, especially with all these changes in volatility which is happening at the moment, will be favorable in the future, then yeah, I guess the board of directors will be looking at the capital allocation in terms of the dividends. The problem is that unfortunately right now, if you look at our net results, we are loss making. And in terms of the net cash position, as kind of I already explained, we are going to invest in the first priority, which is investment program, and the second priority, which is the deleveraging. Kind of after this, in the future, like next year, if company's results are good, then and we earn like net income, and we also earn like positive cash flow, free cash flow. In that case, yeah, I guess it will be the stock which board can look at
that. William, 其實等等都解釋翻啦，我哋嗰個 right issue 嗰個籌集資金出嚟嗰種圖啦，咁其實咧都已經基本上都係諗曬點用嘅。咁嗱，我哋其實嗰個 Sutara 嗰個 contract 其實對我嚟講非常重要，因為如果冇 Sutara 就真係冇 KNS 亦都冇 ILC 啦。咁所以咧，其實我哋喺嗰個籌集資金方面咧，用嚟develop Sutara 同埋佢哋個 mining fleet， 即係我哋頭先講到話我哋嗰啲開採礦團隊其實唔係咁理想，想自己買嗰啲開採機器呢啲事情咧，其實對於我哋咧尤為重要。咁所以其實喺我哋籌集資金出嚟嘅時候咧，都係會喺嗰個 Sutara development 同埋喺嗰個 買開採機器呢方面咧，係着手係資金投入去呢一方面嘅。 咁同時你講得啱啦，其實我哋咧都係積極咁還緊我哋嗰個貸款嘅。咁我哋喺舊年2024年年底咧，其實已經還咗$500萬㗎啦。 就係提前還嘅，咁我就還咗嗰嚿比較貴啲嗰嚿嘅嗰個 loan tranche 嘅。咁其實到到我哋第一季啦，其實我哋都一直係咁都還緊呢啲咁嘅貸款嘅，咁又減低我哋嗰個槓桿啦，減低 gearing 咁嘅。咁其實我哋一直有做，其實亦都係同我哋開初話要籌集資金，我哋嗰個籌集資金嘅目的其實都係相符嘅。我哋一直都係話想咁樣做，就係、是提供資金俾 KNS 啦，同埋 Questar 啦，同埋買採購嘅機器啦，同埋還貸款嘅。咁啊，至於你問到話咁幾時可以派息咧？咁其實我哋個董事會都其實好想做呢樣嘢。咁但係因為我哋而家始終都係處於一個發展中嘅狀態啦，我哋都啱個 Star 都係啱啱開始起好啦。咁所以其實我哋都要有啲資金去投入去啦。咁但係隨住營商環境慢慢改善啦，我哋 KNS 可以有啲正面嘅現金流啦 ，free cash flow 嚟啦。咁其實我哋到時咧，絕對係一個好好嘅機會咧，係可以考慮一個派息。咁但係呢一刻嚟講咧，實在就冇一個好實在嘅一個計劃去派息字。咁因為正如我所講啦，我哋的而且確有啲工作要做嘅。咁但係我哋未來日子呢、這個係我哋董事會都係好留意一件事嚟嘅，派息呢件事。咁希望暫時答到你問題先 ，Winnie。
哦，係我冇咩其他問題㗎啦，再係。
Thank you.
Thank you. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, that is star one to register for a question. Thank you. Once again, that is star one to register for a question. Thank you.Johnny, there's no further question at this point in time. Thank you.
That will be great. Thanks a lot, Phoebe. And we've got some great questions today. And so thanks a lot for everyone for dialing in. So we appreciate your time and thanks for joining the call. So if there's further questions, you can contact us anytime. Our contact details are listed out in our corporate website, being www.ilcgroup.com.hk.如果今天我們都有一些好的問題，我們今天的 conference call 都很多謝各位參與啦。現在這一刻我們都可以完結啦。如果有任何問題隨時可以聯絡我們的。而我們聯絡方式在我們 IRC 的官網可以找到的啦。我們今天就結束啦，多謝各位。With that, thank you and have a great day. We'll speak to you soon. Okay, Phoebe, I think we can end the call. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Thank you for your participation. This concludes the conference. Thank you.